خير السلام. هذا الشقيق ابن عبد الله who's a tabi, he mentioned that the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they wouldn't consider leaving out any act of worship as kufr. They wouldn't consider leaving out any act of worship as kufr except salah. Salah, if somebody would leave it out as we did with the explanations, they would consider this to be act of kufr. Last hadith, and Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم هذا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه says رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم says إن أول ما يحاسب به العبد يوم القيامة من عمله صلاته, that the first action that will be questioned about for a person on the day of Qiyamah will be his salah. From all his actions, the first thing that will be questioned about will be the salah. Now in one hadith it comes that the first thing that will be accounted for on the day of Qiyamah will be unjust murder. The person had committed murder. This will be the first thing that he will be asked about. So ulama explained that there is no contradiction between this hadith that is saying the first thing that will be asked about is salah, and the other hadith is saying the first thing that will be asked about is unjust murder. What is the explanation? As far as the hukukul ibad, as far as the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned, the first thing that will be questioned about is salah. And as far as the right of people, hukukul ibad is concerned, one is hukukullah, and as far as hukukul ibad, the rights of people are concerned, the first thing that will be questioned about is that unjust murder a person may have committed. So anyway, this hadith, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu is explaining that the first thing that a person will be questioned about on the day of Qiyamah from his action is the salat. فَإِن صَلَحَتْ فَقَدْ أَفْلَحَ وَانْجَحَ. And if this person's salat is okay, and now this person is successful, and this person will be triumphant, وَإِنْ فَسَدَتْ, and if his salat is not in order, قَدْ خَابَ وَخَسِرَ, this person will be unsuccessful, and this person will be a failure. فَإِنْ انْتَقَصَ مِنْ فَرِيضَتِهِ شَيْءٌ, if there's any deficiency in this person's salat, قَالَ الرَّبْ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, أُنْظُرُوا هَلْ لِعَبْدِي مِنْ تَطُوْعٍ, look, see if there's any nafil salat that this person may perform, and through that nafil salat, now make up for the deficiency in his farz salah. فَيُكَمَّلُ مِنْهَا مَنْ تَقَصَ مِنْ الْفَرِيضَةِ, then his farz salah will be made correct, because he was a weaknesses, deficiency in his farz salah. But he, because he did nafil salah, the nafil salah now will come to the rescue and will make up, will correct and make correct the deficiency that was there in his farz salah. ثُمَّ تَكُونُ سَائِرُ أَعْمَالِهِ عَلَى هَذَا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the remainder of a person's deeds will be assessed in the same way. In other words, his farz roza will be looked at. If there was weaknesses in his farz roza, then his nafil rozas, his nafil fasts will be looked at, and the nafil fast will make up for the deficiency that was there in the farz fast. Like that, in his zakat, if there was deficiency in his zakat, his nafil charity that this person gave, the nafil charity will be a means of making up for the deficiency that was there in the farz zakat. And all these a'mal will be according to the same measure, that the farz will be looked at, any weaknesses there, any cracks, any deficiencies, this will be made up by a person's nafil. So therefore we shouldn't take this nafil also as something that is light. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will use this as a polyfiller, will use this to fix up all the weaknesses and deficiencies that we had in all our farz and compulsory obligations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.